many years now, controversy about bike lanes in the city of Pittsburgh. And someone who's a big advocate is the executive director of Bike Pittsburgh, Bike PGH. Eric Bohr is with us. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How's it going? Nice. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, because you know this better than anybody, right? The acrimony over the bike lanes, and so you're an advocate. Give us your pitch, why you think bike lanes are a good idea, and expanding from where we are now to where they want to be, particularly in the Strip District.
Sure, yeah. I mean, so the reason we push for infrastructure like bike lanes is to make sure that everybody in the city has a chance to get around safely. You know, about a quarter of Pittsburgh households have no access to a motor vehicle. And so, you know, it's really important that it's safe and accessible for people to get around, get to work, get to, you know, shop, get to groceries, get to the doctor in ways that don't require a motor vehicle. And so when the streets are built around the motor vehicle, it only allows for, you know, motor vehicles, and it makes it safe for like basically everybody else. So we've been on a mission since 2002 to help make the streets safer for bicycling and walking. But, you know, so this really, you know, culminated under the Ravenstahl administration. Peduto, you know, kept it going. And then, you know, Mayor Ganey, you know, is continuing on this plan. So the city has what's called a 10-year Bike Plus plan that was adopted in 2020. And, you know, we're currently working to push to implement that plan. And so, yeah, I mean, basically, you know, for what it's worth, you know, I also drive a car, you know, and for me as a driver, you know, when there's bike lanes, you know, on the street, it actually makes it easier for me as a driver because there's not a bicyclist in front of me. So it's sort of just like, it's one of those things where we're just trying to make sure everybody has a place on the road.
I didn't realize it's been that long since you've been doing this, and the push is, yeah, and I know that the mayors have taken a lot of heat, particularly Peduto over it, doing the bike lanes, but many of the areas around the city have now been reconfigured. Where else, and I know the Strip District is one area you'd like to see transformed for bike lanes. How would that work? Give us some idea. Most people know Penn Avenue. Most people know Smallman Street.
Sure, yeah. So as everybody probably knows, in 2014, the city installed the Penn Avenue bike lane from the Strip District, 16th Street, all the way to the Point. And, you know, people thought it was going to be doom and gloom, but it ended up, you know, obviously helping bicyclists get around downtown, but it also helped a lot of, you know, pedestrians. For instance, pedestrian crashes completely dropped. You know, it actually improved traffic at certain intersections. You may remember when there was the outbound lane on Penn, there was always a bottleneck at 16th Street because everybody was trying to, you know, turn left on the 16th Street. Well, it eliminated those kinds of things. So it actually had other benefits than just for bicyclists. And then obviously it got bicyclists out of the way of motor vehicles. So since then, we've been pushing to connect that bike lane to other parts of the city. So they did connect it toward the north, you know, into Allegheny Commons, and then, you know, continue on up to Brighton. And, you know, they connected it to the south side, you know, to the Smithfield Street Bridge. But it's never been connected for the residents in the eastern neighborhoods, such as Lawrenceville, Bloomfield, Polish Hill, Hill District, et cetera, to be able to connect to that really good infrastructure downtown. And so, you know, the city's been trying to figure out a way to connect to that Penn Ave bike lane using the available streets of, you know, through the Strip. There's currently right now 14 lanes for cars through the Strip District, you know, if you include the parking lanes. And so what we've been trying to get the city to do is take one of those lanes and turn and give it to bicyclists. And so the current proposal is to reduce Penn Avenue to one lane for cars and then another lane for bikes, between 31st Street and 22nd Street. The parking would remain basically exactly as it is today, although the parking would be moved out a little bit. Now, the reason that they're also doing this is because Penn Avenue has a really big history of crashes. And the reason there's a lot of crashes is because, quite frankly, there's aren't a lot of cars on it, so cars are able to drive very fast on it, leading to crashes, leading to injuries with pedestrians, because as we all know, the Strip is a great pedestrian area. And so this, the project that they're doing is what they're calling right sizing. And so they're, you know, they studied the amount of cars that are going through there, and a street like Penn does not need two lanes of, you know, two lanes for car traffic, you know, similar to, you know, a lot of other streets in the city. Vaughan Boulevard, for instance, has two lanes for, you know, for cars in each direction. And so, the numbers just don't add up. So they were trying to figure out a way to right size Penn Avenue, improve the safety for all road users, because if you slow cars down to do the speed limit, then you get fewer crashes, but also put some pedestrian improvements in it.
So where does this go ahead, finish your thought.
Yeah, okay. And then the final thing is, while they're looking to redesign it, they're taking the opportunity to work with the businesses along the corridor, the affected corridor, I should say, and figure out where exactly they need loading zones. Because as we all know, if you go through the Strip, a lot of the trucks just park in the middle, you know, in one of the lanes and load, you know, which kind of, you know, is weird. It's, you know, creates weird situations where cars have to zigzag back and forth. And so they're trying to figure out, where exactly do these businesses need loading zones so that we can don't have to deal with that issue also. So just a whole suite of safety improvements that they're looking to do.
And when do you expect to hear final word on the game plan?
That's what we're all waiting for.
Okay.
To be quite honest. Yeah, we don't know. You know, we're as far as we know, the city is still working with the businesses, especially in the affected corridor, to see exactly what they need. They're working with public safety, working with fire to make sure everything, you know, can work.
All right. Well, we'll see where it goes. Appreciate you explaining your thoughts. Thank you, Eric.
Sure thing.
Eric Bohr with Bike Pittsburgh. He's the guy. He knows.